The College Football Experience Week 8 Reaction Show on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Gotta do that. We're also brought to you by Prediction Strike. Yes, Prediction Strike is the only performance-based sports stock market where you can buy and sell shares of professional athletes. Use the promo code SGPN to receive a free athlete share with your first deposit of $20 or more at Prediction Strike. We're also brought to you by SGPN. Yes, the SGPN app is now live in the App Store and Google Play Store. Your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. So download that app for free today.
Hey everybody, Jim McMahon here, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Yes, yes. Woo-wee. Welcome. Welcome to the College Football Experience Week 8 Reaction Show. It's Saturday night. We still have East Carolina, Houston playing and New Mexico State and Hawaii pending. My name is Colby Swinging Danterbase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
Double the price, no one touches Dundee. Winning week on the locks, losing week potentially on over everything overall. We shall see as the final game shake out. I am joined. I'm back. I mean, I was in God's eye today watching all these great college football games. Beautiful day. I am joined by former JMU Duke defensive back. Give it up for the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh. Yeah, buddy.
There we go. Cue up that Tecmo Bowl, you know, music.
I hate to say it. Well, I don't hate to say it. I'm proud to say it, Colby. I missed you. It hasn't been the same without being in the studio. And I'll tell you what, in a very short amount of time, I have become very accustomed to God's eye. And so
me too, man.
3 weeks without it was,
dude, I was on the
tough
road and not having every game. I actually feel like my picks got worse because I couldn't be viewing every game.
Well, I would say statistically that has been proven, but also just in terms of like the feel you have for it, you know, having watched the team the week before, both teams the week before the full game, of course you have a much better feel for it.
That's right. God's eyes is a game changer.
That's right.
We are referring to the studio setup with just a ton of TVs and just everything that you can think of when it comes to college football. Week 8 is in the books pretty much. ECU Houston, currently ECU down 14 in the third, but driving, and then New Mexico State, Hawaii pending. A wild, wild day of college football. Patty C, it's almost like, where do we begin? Two top 10 teams lost, but I think we made note of this. How many top 10 teams at halftime were losing to horrible teams?
Yeah. Or at least in a dogfight, almost all of them were in competitive games.
Bama, Tennessee,
Cincinnati Navy.
How about Oklahoma was getting shut out by Kansas at halftime.
Yep. Even Michigan
UCLA
Northwestern
was beating Oregon at halftime. Michigan Northwestern was close at the half.
Obviously Illinois, Penn State.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just
Oregon, UCLA.
It just makes you wonder what would happen if we had a large playoff, Patty C.
It does make you wonder. Let me say this. Okay, so number one is Georgia. They'd had the week off, but I'm gonna go down the list here, and we're gonna say the top 10 ranked team versus, and I'm pretty sure they all played unranked teams, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And then so Cincy Navy, that was close at halftime.
That was and even that was a 27-20 final.
Yeah.
I mean, exactly. Navy got the onside kick with the chance to tie that thing up.
Yeah. Yeah. With a minute left.
Navy's 1-5, guys.
Yeah. Oklahoma, Kansas. That
was a crock of shit. Can we just talk about that for a second?
Yeah. 23-28.
I believe those refs are wrong. I mean, I got to pull out the rule book myself here because I understand the ruling if it was a negative run, like it was behind the line of scrimmage. I thought the running back got ahead of the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that. That's the weird ruling there. It's like they're ruling that he was allowed to hand the ball forward to the other player was based on the fact that he was behind the line of scrimmage, but he clearly broke the line of scrimmage initially,
then
got pushed back behind it.
And once again, Oklahoma, once again, they find themselves, you remember a few years ago, it was the TCU Oklahoma game in Norman.
Yeah.
On a fourth and inches that I thought the guy clearly got stopped and they gave him the first down. I mean, and gave him like an extra two. It just makes you wonder.
It just makes you wonder
a little bit there.
Nice little break going the way of the powerhouse team.
Can we talk about the Oklahoma Sooners?
Is this the most counterfeit, 7-0, 8-0 team now in college football history?
And at Lincoln Riley, it was like they weren't even prepared for Kansas.
Yeah. They were asleep at the wheel. Who does Oklahoma have next?
And they're lucky because Kansas went up 14-0, but a holding penalty brought that back. To then kick a field goal to be up 10-0 at the half. They were very close to being down what could have been 17-0 at the half.
They got Texas Tech next week at home. It's not even like that was a look ahead spot, you know, and it's not like they were exhausted from TCU the week before. That was just a terribly prepared team that was asleep at the wheel and almost lost to one of the worst teams in college football.
Yeah, the worst Power Five, them or Vanderbilt, right?
Yeah.
That's uncalled for, and they won't get penalized for that, I bet.
Yeah. But since you'll take shit
exactly,
for losing,
but,
or
yeah,
not
exactly.
losing for playing Navy close.
Well, what happens last year? Well, BYU hasn't. They only beat UTSA by 7.
Yeah.
They'll penalize BYU for that, but then Oklahoma gets a pass against Kansas
and against Tulane.
Yes.
And against West Virginia, and against K State.
It's this is proof that like a large playoff. I mean, if Oklahoma was to play anyone right now.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to pick a random team. If Oklahoma plays Kentucky tomorrow.
Are we very certain that Oklahoma's going to win that? No, we're not.
If Oklahoma plays Nebraska, I guess that happened. Hold on. No, Oklahoma plays Oregon State.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you'd favor Oklahoma there.
Well, we'd favor them, but not. First off, they never cover.
Yeah.
They hardly ever cover this year. I don't know, man. I just think in a playoff.
Let me see. Coming into this week, I guess.
The TCU and Western Carolina, right? Those are the only two that they actually looked all right.
Coming into this week, I don't think there's anyone on Oklahoma's schedule that they've beaten so far that's ranked in the top 25. You know, so that's a pretty big, like, hole in your schedule in terms of proving anything. And not to mention all those wins over non-top 25 teams have been close as hell.
Yeah. I mean, Tulane that hasn't even beaten an FBS yet. They were driving in a position to win the game. I don't know, man. I just don't know.
Oklahoma will probably lose twice before the year's done.
Here. You were in the middle of going through the top 10. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Oh no.
Yeah.
But essentially we've already kind of gone through it, but yeah. Cincy, Oklahoma, Alabama in a dogfight with Tennessee till late. Ohio State blew the doors off Indiana.
That's true. That one was really bad.
But Michigan, Northwestern, Penn State, Illinois. Obviously, Penn State ends up losing. Oklahoma State ends up losing to unranked Iowa State. And then Oregon ends up losing.
They got the win, but
UCLA.
Yeah.
Now, granted, that's a decent UCLA team.
That is.
They were unranked.
I actually think that's a UCLA team that probably needs to be in the top 25.
Probably.
They're probably a top 25 team based on what I've seen this year. But let's kick it off from 9 a.m., man. Wake Forest scored 70 points, Pat. This is a basketball score, 70-56.
This was even more incredible amount of offense than we saw in their game against North Carolina last year. Every play was like 80 yards. I mean, it felt like that. We look back, we thought the drives were only a couple plays long. There must have been a couple little plays here, but there were so many big plays in that game.
And Wake Forest plays Duke next Saturday. That will look, just to give you an idea, Patty C, Wake Forest is 7-0, and they play Duke next week in Wake, in Winston-Salem.
Yeah.
They're going to be 8-0 heading into November at North Carolina. And I just got to just reveal this to the fans. That is not a conference game. They are playing them out of conference.
See, that's how you do it. If you really respect your rivalry and you want to make it, prioritize the rivalry, schedule a non-conference game with a team in your conference.
But that's just absolutely hilarious, because that game is irrelevant. Yeah. Throw that one out. Whether they, yes, okay, if they want to win the, if they want to get to the national championship, but even if they were to lose that game,
yeah, it doesn't affect their conference.
Yes. Then they're home to NC State. NC State we'll get to, but they did the most NC State thing they could do today.
I mean, between those both being in Winston-Salem, I would favor
Well, the North Carolina game's irrelevant.
Yeah. Well, that one's irrelevant. Yeah, yeah. But for Duke and NC State, the two conference games that they have in the next 3 weeks, I would favor them both at home in those. So they're clearly in the driver's seat with 2 weeks left, and then
at Clemson, which might not even be relevant.
Yeah, Clemson's got what?
With NC State losing today, they now have what, one ACC loss. So I guess if NC State, but NC State could still beat Wake, and it won't matter in a way.
Wake might wrap up the ACC Atlantic against North Carolina, mathematically speaking. We'd have to work that out, but
well, no, I can tell you right now, NC State plays Louisville next week.
Yeah,
actually, a huge game now that NC State lost to Miami. Yeah. Right, because Louisville in conference has two losses, right? And I believe one of them is Wake. Yes, so pretty much if Louisville wins next week, that means what? They would have two losses,
two conference losses.
Wake would be undefeated,
and Wake
still
would have the tiebreaker.
Yeah, so basically three losses, and there's only Wake would have to lose every single game.
Well, you're talking about Louisville or NC State?
No, well, NC State would be eliminated then.
Yeah. Oh, and you're talking about Louisville. If how many games would they have left? They have.
It's irrelevant. I'm saying if Wake, because they would have a 3-game lead on Louisville, and Louisville would be in second place.
Yeah, and they'd only have
unless one. Florida State got in there, but Wake has the tiebreaker on Florida State already. So essentially, we could see that. We could see that 2 weeks from now.
Wake clinches the ACC Atlantic.
I think it's possible. Obviously, the things have to shake out first. Way. But that game was ridiculous. Sam Hartman, who I didn't play in DFS. Damn it. Just every play was like an 80-yard touchdown. Kudos to Dave Clawson, coach of the year. If he goes 10-2 at Wake,
he's got to be in on a short list.
What if he goes 12-0?
If he goes 12-0, give that man the freaking pay that man his money, and give him coach of the year.
All right, second game, and I was on the wrong side of this. Bama gets this was, in my opinion, the most entertaining football game I've seen in years. Illinois,
for all the wrong reasons.
Illinois at Penn State.
Yeah,
I had so much fun watching this game. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing how many drop touchdowns. Well, first off, drop interception that would have won the game because it was 13-10.
Yeah.
The Illini, Penn State was up 10-0. I was looking good. I was thinking, by 23, I'm gonna
cover this easy.
Illinois only threw nine overtimes, still only threw for 37 yards.
Unbelievable. Satowski is not Dan Marino.
I love it, man. The Illini get the win. There was two games that I found absolutely hilarious today. That was the most, by the way. That was number one.
By the way, Bielema is quickly turning Illinois into Wisconsin.
Definitely. And Wisconsin's not necessarily like the Wisconsin of the old. They're
they might be the most within a year or two. Illinois might be the most physical team.
Newsflash: they open the season against each other next year.
Oh baby.
Yeah. Then you got Cincinnati Navy 27-20. Bearcats. Desmond Ridder had some shaky throws in this game, but got it done.
Mostly had control after starting in the second half. They opened it up and then Navy got their way back into it. But
yeah, so I took Navy plus the 28.5. I also took Wake minus, what was it, 3 or something. I did lose my lock though of Illinois Penn State.
I will say this: Cincinnati once again struggling in the first half. Again, a second half team. How does that gonna bode when you're playing a high powered offense in the playoff situation? Well, maybe they better hope they play Georgia, who I wouldn't say necessarily has a high powered offense because
yeah
they may keep themselves in that game.
Eastern Michigan. Thank you, NC Nick, for swaying me to Eastern Michigan. I almost was foolish enough to take Bowling Green. We hit on Eastern Michigan against Bowling Green. Then me and NC Nick took UMass plus 35.5. Didn't get it done. Florida State won 59-3. Is UMass beat UConn, so they're not the worst team.
Yeah, our reigning national champions have gone from best to worst.
That's why Leach is the best, though. Mike Leach came on the show before, and he wants a playoff with 64 teams, but he also wants a playoff with the remaining 66 worst teams, right? And I completely...
But you advance by losing in that one. If you win, you're out. Well, I guess if you're out in the... We need to have a loser's bracket that goes all the way to the end.
I want to see a tournament with UMass, UConn, Akron, Bowling Green. I thought Rice might have qualified for that before tonight.
You want to see a team go 0-16?
Yes, yes.
That would be good.
100%. How about this one? This is a wild day of college football. All right, because those morning games were fire. K-State, Texas Tech was wild.
I thought that game was over.
Yeah, Texas Tech was dominating that game. K-State comes back, gets the win. The Fighting Wildcats and Chris Klieman grabbed that win. And then in very similar fashion, Central Michigan was up, I think, 30-14 at one point against Northern Illinois. Northern Illinois storms back, takes the lead. Then Central Michigan gets in field goal position to win the game. And the ball goes right through the holder's hands. I mean, that was a wild game. So I would have lost regardless ATS, but I was like, oh, Central Michigan's the better team. They're going to get it done.
Yeah.
And then sure enough, Northern Illinois gets it done.
How can you not be a fan of Thomas Hammock after he's jumping around and his fat rolls are like,
he's huge. He's like Mangino, the old Kansas coach,
but he's like way more like energetic. He's like a humongously fat, energetic guy. You got to love him.
Hilarious game. Arkansas Pine Bluff did cover for me against the Razorbacks. I got them, I think 49 or 50 points. They covered, got it done. A little backyard brawl. They lost 45-3. You know what was a frustrating one was I had Northwestern plus 23.5, and I thought for sure before that block punt, it just seemed like towards the end there, Michigan just laid on points, and I was like, what the fuck, man? Thought I had this.
Michigan's an interesting team because like they keep pulling away despite being so reliant on the run game. It's like, is that going to stop working for them, or is that what they're just going to do to everyone?
Who is the best team Michigan's played?
Let me take a look at their schedule.
It's Western Michigan, and they're 5-3.
And they did throttle them. I think Michigan's a good team.
But I'm just saying those other wins are pretty shitty. Nebraska's, I actually think, the best team they've played.
Wisconsin is decent.
They're 4-3.
But their losses are Penn State, Notre Dame, and Michigan.
But their wins are Eastern Michigan, Army, Illinois, and Purdue.
It's not that bad. Those are some okay wins. They're not great wins, but they're not a bad team.
The Purdue one, yeah. I mean, I think they're an average team.
I think they're above average.
They can't throw the ball and they can't run like they used to.
Well, Michigan, that's a problem. Throttled the crap out of them.
That's a nice win, but you can't tell me that's a good win.
Look, you can only play the teams that are in front of you. And next they got Michigan State. So we'll figure out.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Who could have forecasted Washington would be this bad?
True.
I mean, I was on the under myself. However, I didn't think they'd be this bad.
Yeah, I don't think anyone in the country did.
I mean, Northern Illinois might be their best team they played. The MAC opponents of Western Michigan and Northern Illinois are better than the
Northern
Big Ten
Illinois
opponents.
6-2.
I know. Yeah.
They beat Georgia Tech.
Well, they won today too with that play.
That's right. Yeah, they are counterfeit, but
no, they're fun.
Their wins, Northern Illinois' wins, are by 1 point. Well, they blew out Maine, but against FBS,
no, even that was deceiving. That was a close game for like three quarters.
Really?
Yeah.
So leave that one out. 1 point, 7 points, 2 points, 8 points, and 1 point. Northern Illinois squeaking by. Thomas Hammock, things are breaking right for him, and we're here for him.
Good for him. Oklahoma beats Kansas by 12. Got a garbage touchdown late there. Syracuse. These morning games were hilarious. I coming into the morning, I was on the morning show with Terrell Furman Jr. Check it out every Saturday. We were talking about how shitty the morning slate is or was coming into it. And I actually think the morning games were fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, Virginia Tech scored to go up two scores with like 5 minutes left. And you're like, you can turn this game off now.
Yeah.
And then Syracuse wins it. Throws like a 50 yard touchdown with like 16 seconds left. Fuente, is he fired Monday?
Do they wait? Are they trying to get ahead of the coaching search? I guess vetting other coaches, or do they want to save the $2.5 million? What this comes down to is how broke is Virginia Tech?
Yeah. Yeah.
How bad did COVID hit them? And there were reports that they were pretty affected by it financially. So
I was on the wrong side of a lot of these early games. I'll be honest. I had Wake, I had Navy, I had Eastern Michigan, but then I was on the wrong side of UMass. I was on the wrong side of Penn State. I got the K-State one, but I laid 2.5, I think it was. So I didn't get that. I was on the wrong side of Central Michigan. I got Arkansas Pine Bluff, but then Northwestern wrong, Oklahoma wrong, Syracuse pulling that one out their ass wrong. I did hit on Kent State -5 at Ohio. This was a wild game because Ohio came back to make it a game. And then I was on the wrong side of Texas State against Georgia State. I felt great. They were up early, man. I was feeling good about Texas State. And then your Panthers got the cover
by
a 1.5 as they get it done. I was all over this. This was a lock. Let me just give me some type of credit here. Wisconsin, I laid the 3.5, locked it up against Purdue. That was easy cash because
you sense the letdown spot.
No, I thought the wrong team was favored, so Vegas knew something I didn't know.
Yeah,
and that was a blowout. Oregon, UCLA. I didn't lock this one, but I had UCLA -1. This is one you wonder if Dorian Thompson-Robinson doesn't get injured in that final drive, does UCLA win the game?
Quite possibly. I mean, I can't say that he wouldn't have made that throw necessarily, but I will say the defense looked like they were sitting on the out pattern.
And he might have ran the ball some.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, he's a starter for a reason. What a wild game. Is Oregon going to win out, Patty C?
Let me see the remainder.
Oregon is Oklahoma in the Pac-12, by the way, except they have a loss. Look at this.
I will refute that by saying they kicked Ohio State's butt.
They did. But can I? Fresno State outgains them. Fresno State was leading in the fourth quarter. Oregon storms back and wins. Arizona, Oregon. This score was way closer than what you see.
Yeah.
In the third quarter, that was a game. They lose to Stanford. Cal gets to the 1 yard line. Cal was up by 7 in the fourth. They get to the 1 yard line and sputter. And then this week, UCLA driving with a chance. They were like in field goal. They were like pretty much in field goal range if he doesn't throw that pick.
Yeah.
So that game's going to at least go to overtime.
Yeah. Yeah. They've been surviving by the skin of their teeth, or in the case of the Stanford game, not surviving.
Well, luckily for them, they get the Colorado Buffaloes and the Washington Huskies next that have no offense. And then they get Washington State without their four coaches.
Yeah. In Autzen.
But they do have to play in Salt Lake City on November 20th and then the Civil War on November 27th.
The Salt Lake City, the Utah game is probably the one that knocks them out of the playoff hunt. I had to guess.
Yeah. LSU does not cover for me. I was on the wrong side of that one against Ole Miss. Yeah, what can I tell you, buddy?
We all got hyped on
Questionable coaching in that game.
Run. Yeah.
Questionable coaching in the first half. Thought LSU had a chance to really go up as they were up 7-0 and on the 3 yard line.
Fourth
and goal, goes for it on the 3.
Yeah.
Doesn't get it. I thought that was a great spot to go up 10-0, and then they miss a field goal later. Ole Miss looks good though. They're better than I thought they were, especially from a defensive standpoint, this particular game. I will tell you,
Corral held to 185. Maybe hurting his Heisman stock a little bit there.
Perhaps, but hold on. I told all you guys, I'm a Colorado fan, and I told you to take Cal -8.5, -10.5. I predicted on this very show this morning and on Tuesday that Colorado was going to score 3 points. They had 13 yards of offense in the second half, Patty C. What do you make of the Buffaloes? As you can tell, hey, let me hit you with these stats from the quarterback. 9 of 18, 69 yards and an interception.
Oh man, that sounds like a high school team, except the high school team wouldn't throw that much.
Yes.
It's just a bad, bad situation there.
It's a very bad team. We were on the wrong side of Western Michigan as Toledo. So,
to be clear, yeah, in case you guys didn't realize, Colorado did in fact score 3 points.
Yes. So, yes, I got it exactly right. And I said, look, I depends what show you listen to. I said 120-3. I said 117-3, but it was 26-3. So I underestimated Cal's offense by a little bit, but
spot on with the Colorado's.
Yes. Yes. Back to the MAC though. Western Michigan loses to Toledo. Patty C, this Pitt's resume is looking worse because Western Michigan now sitting at 5-3.
That's true. And we have to talk about Pitt. Are they, I mean, sitting there, I mean, if you have a 12-0 Wake and an 11-1 Pitt playing in the ACC championship game, how can you keep the winner out of the college football playoff?
I would love, I mean, if they would, it, they would, because it's all rigged, yeah. But wait, yeah, they would somehow keep Wake out of there, right?
They'd probably keep Pitt out too, depending yeah. on if there's a two loss Alabama or a one loss Pitt, they're
I'm the biggest
out.
Wake Forest fan in America.
Yeah.
Buffalo destroys Akron. I was on the right side of this one, 45-10. Pitt takes down Clemson, as we just touched on. I was on the right side of that one. Rice, what the fuck? This goes on par with this college football season. I'm so glad I didn't lock this one up because me and Nick were considering this. UAB laying 23, lost outright to Rice, who I thought was one of the worst teams in America.
Yeah.
Hey,
figure it out. Any given Saturday.
I was on the right side of Iowa State, but I didn't hit. So Iowa State won against Oklahoma State's questionable spot in that game. Really questionable spot. But Iowa State did score a touchdown and Taunting took it back.
Yeah.
Which was a complete crock of shit. But
I think that's about the midpoint of the day when I passed out for an hour drunk and passed out.
I thought that was a horrible spot. Look, I wanted Iowa State to win that game. I thought that was a horrible spot on. I thought he got the first down.
Yeah.
You?
Iowa State,
Oklahoma State threw that wide receiver screen on 4th and 3 or whatever it was.
I'm drawing a blank, buddy.
Okay,
that's probably where I was passed out.
Yeah, I thought he got the first down. BYU Wazoo, that was a great game too. 21-19 BYU. I didn't get the cover. I laid what was it, 3.5. BYU wins by 2. Now I did lock up. My locks ended up treating me all right because Minnesota did take down Maryland. Patty C, I just want to let you know, we are looking so, so good on the under
for Maryland
and 6 wins.
Well, we already cashed for Indiana today.
Yes, that was easy money fading the Hoosiers. It actually come. This is a pivotal game now for Maryland against Indiana next week. All right.
Yeah.
Because if Maryland wins that one, there's a chance we could still put. No matter what, I don't think we're going to lose money.
Yeah.
Worst comes to worst, we push the remaining schedule for the Terps. They're home against Indiana next week. That's a dangerous.
That's a winnable game.
That is one. That could be win 5. Then they're home to Penn State.
That's an L, or it should be.
Should be an L.
Yeah. Gosh.
Then at Michigan State.
That should be an L.
Then home to Michigan.
Should be an L.
Then at Rutgers.
That could be a W.
But that's what I'm saying. So if they win both those, we'll push. But Rutgers beat them a season ago. Greg Schiano's going to do it.
The game's in Piscataway.
Yeah, it's in Piscataway. That's going to be the one. They're going to go 5-7. We will cash that ticket. Let's go Scarlet Knights. The Dundee music needs to be played here because I didn't just give you a lock that hit New Mexico plus 20. I said on the morning show, sprinkle some on the money line plus
Boom.
700.
Boom.
Plus 700. And what does New Mexico do? They come to Laramie. They win 14-3.
Slap them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, come on guys. I gave you this on the morning show. That's why you listen to the morning show. I gave it to you on Tuesday night. What else did I give it to you on Tuesday night? App State money line against Coastal Carolina.
Called it.
Well, there's more where this comes from in a little bit here. Miami, Ohio, Ball State. We were on the wrong side of this one. We took Ball State. That was a I mean, that was a hard game to handicap, I'll be honest.
Dude, the MAC in general is difficult.
Boston College, I had them plus 6.5 against Louisville. That didn't hit. But like I said, the difference with me telling you these, I know I'm losing a lot of these because I had a losing week, or at least at the moment I do. There's things called locks and touts that I give out.
Yeah.
I did not give out Boston College plus 6.5 against Louisville.
Don't have the feel for that one.
I did not give out Ball State. I did not say for you to put any money on those teams, but I did make the case for you to take Mississippi State minus 20 because they won 45-6. And Mike Leach gave us some gems afterwards. Coach Leach, friend of the program. Liberty, North Texas. Can we talk about this one?
Oh, what happened in this one again? Remind me.
This was a 28-26 game. Liberty had stormed back. North Texas was up big. We're watching this. Liberty is in their own end zone, and Malik Willis ends up throwing this like behind the back pass he's getting sacked, right, which would have been a safety that tied the game up and gave North Texas the ball
with like what? Yeah. In the fourth quarter.
Yeah, fourth quarter, like I think seven minutes.
Fourth quarter, yeah.
And they don't call intentional grounding.
He is in the grasp for several seconds and throws the ball, no look behind his head, into the ground like 3 yards forward.
Yeah.
I don't understand. What is intentional grounding?
They botched it. They botched it. But then they go on that 99-yard drive because of that.
Yeah.
And they get the touchdown that puts them up by 9.
Puts it away. Yeah.
I mean, talk about a catastrophic play in that game. That would have been a safety, tied it up, and then North Texas would have had the ball.
Yeah, with an opportunity to put it away. Oh, I don't even think there was a receiver in the area.
It wasn't even close.
I don't think the ball crossed the line of scrimmage. I think everything about that screamed safety on intentional grounding.
Guess who was on North Texas?
And they even reviewed it.
Dundee was on North Texas. Yeah.
Latrell getting her done for Colby.
Tennessee, Bama. This one was crazy because I took Bama minus 25 and I thought for sure I was going to lose this.
Yeah.
Until the fourth quarter.
Yeah. They definitely pulled away there.
Is Tennessee the second best team in the SEC East, Pat?
Maybe. I mean, I guess Florida, you'd have to get that. Have they played yet?
Florida lost to Kentucky.
Florida throttled Tennessee.
But it was early on. They got in week 3 of Heupel.
Tennessee.
That was with Joe Milton.
Is improving, and they look like they have athletes. I guess homeboy had been recruiting pretty well before. So I don't know. I would say Tennessee is a threat moving forward. Heupel's got that thing way further along than we thought he would.
I agree. Temple loses to South Florida. That was a shit fest. I was on the wrong. So I took Temple plus. There's two. Got that one wrong. But guess what, guys? Remember, like I gave you the New Mexico one. I didn't tell you to bet Temple. I told you to bet ULM as a 14-point dog at home against South Alabama. If you listen to the morning show, if you listened on Tuesday, I said sprinkle some on the money line.
Boom.
That was another one that was almost like, I don't think it was plus 700, but I think it was like plus 500. I don't remember the exact amount. But
Terry Bowden,
if you just listen to me,
could be coach of the year, and that would be an honor to Bobby Bowden.
He's going to get him to a bowl game.
That would be amazing.
Dude, he's got him, what, at 4-3 now? Yeah. Right?
Who's on the remainder?
4-3. They still have, well, next week they have at App State, but after that they got Texas State. That's a win. Potential win. And then Arkansas State. He could win two of those, go 6-6. The rest are probably going to be losses because it's LSU, Louisiana, and App State. But
look,
for a team that was horrible last year.
Let me throw my D in the air here because
that was one of your locks.
Preseason top 10 lock, right?
ULM over 1.5 wins.
Boom. We're sitting here at 4 already with what?
They have a winning record.
4 weeks to go. Yeah. Exactly. LSU. I called for that one. They're going to upset. I called for that. If they upset LSU, you heard it here first.
I'm just trying to load up your music right now.
Yeah. Man. Days of Rich Rod. That's what this is about. He's not getting discussed for any positions right now. It's unbelievable. How bad?
Rich Rodriguez, the next head coach of Georgia Southern. We talked about this.
We're looking for spots where he could land.
That's the spot.
It's pretty perfect.
If you're out there in what is it, Jonesboro? No, that's Statesboro, Georgia.
Yeah. Close enough to the option, you know.
Tell your local representative. Nevada, Fresno State. This is one. I say this. I locked up on the morning show, Nevada plus 3.5, but I also said take some on the money line. So I would have lost on the money line, but the 3.5 cashed because Carson Strong threw a touchdown and then they went for two to tie it up. Kind of got hosed on a pass interference call there, but Fresno State survives. And that makes next week's Fresno State San Diego State matchup wild because San Diego State, don't pay attention to the score there. They owned that game against Air Force. I know it says 20-14. They were up 20-0. Air Force added some late scores.
Fresno versus Air Force?
No. San Diego State.
Okay.
Plays Fresno next week. Patty C, I want you to load up the schedule for Cincinnati.
Okay.
Because I don't understand something here. Cincinnati's got, I think the Notre Dame win is better than the Utah win for San Diego State. But if they play tomorrow, neutral site, Notre Dame, Utah, who you taking?
It's a close one. I mean, Notre Dame at this point has some decent wins, but some questionable wins as well. I mean, the Florida State win is looking a little better of late, you know, but they weren't a very good team early.
They still lost to Jacksonville State.
Yeah. Exactly. They squeaked by Toledo by 3. Notre Dame did. Squeaked by Virginia Tech by 3. I don't know. I mean, they did beat a good Purdue and a good or a mediocre, like we said, Wisconsin team. Probably a mediocre Purdue team too. Notre Dame's a good team. That was a good win for Cincinnati.
So I'm saying Notre Dame Utah plays tomorrow, a 3-point game
on a neutral site.
You giving Notre Dame -3?
Maybe 4 or 5.
Really?
Maybe not. Depending on which Notre Dame shows up.
Because San Diego State beat Utah is my point, and they also beat Arizona. If Arizona plays Indiana tomorrow, I think Indiana's better.
Yeah.
What would that line be?
Arizona, Indiana.
Yeah.
The fuck has Indiana done this year that's any any good? Indiana sitting here at 2-4 with a win over Idaho and a win over Western Kentucky by 2. Indiana's no good. So I would say Indiana by like 3 against Arizona on a neutral.
Okay.
Site.
So who's Cincinnati's second best win then?
Cincinnati's second best win. UCF.
Because Air Force was 6-1 before today.
Yeah. UCF's only 4-3. Yeah. I mean, aside from that number one data point on Cincinnati's resume, I'd say you're right. San Diego State's the rest of their resume is probably better. And yet they're so far behind Cincinnati.
Yeah. I mean, they also beat San Jose State, who's 4-4.
It's 100% what they accomplished last year. And it's not like San Diego State hasn't been good for a while now. You know, they've been, they're just not getting any love because they're not sexy enough.
San Diego State's remaining schedule, home to Fresno next week, if you want to call that home, and Dignity Health.
Yeah.
Then at Hawaii, home to Nevada, at UNLV, home to Boise. They could still lose a few times. We'll see, but the Aztecs getting disrespected, in my opinion.
At the end of that slate, though, their schedule, their resume, without a doubt, will be more impressive than Cincinnati's.
Yeah. Well, the Mountain West is a better conference than the AAC this year.
Yeah.
And I would say the Sun Belt is too, especially with ULM doing things. ULM and Lafayette are better than Tulane.
Well, when ULM beats LSU, then
please let that happen. Where are we at here? Western Kentucky took care of Florida International. Oh shit. I didn't even realize I actually backdoored that thing.
Nice.
That's amazing. Cause they were getting their ass kicked. UTSA. Can we talk? They're going undefeated.
Yeah, let's take a look at the remainder of their schedule.
The Roadrunners, first time ever ranked. They're about to win a national championship, Pat.
Southwest Texas football finally getting some representation here.
Look, in the house that Antoine Carr built.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Here we are. They got a bye week next week. Just to let you know, they beat Illinois. Illinois beat Penn State, Patty C. They beat Memphis. Memphis beat Mississippi State, Pat. They only have 4 games left, so they're 8-0, and they're at UTEP 2 weeks from now.
Dude, how fun would UTEP sitting here at 6-1, and they'll have Florida Atlantic, so that'll be a decent win if they can get that 7-1. So you'll have what? Wait,
who's got Florida Atlantic? UTEP.
UTEP.
And they're not going to beat Florida Atlantic.
You don't think?
No. I think UTEP loses to Florida Atlantic, but my point is UTSA.
Suspend your disbelief for a second. UTEP beats Florida Atlantic next week. You have a Southwest showdown of 7-0.
Is that in the Sun Bowl too? Because the Sun Bowl is one of the coolest stadiums in college football.
That is in the Sun Bowl.
I love that
college
stadium.
Game day. Please. When was the last time they went to the Sun Bowl? Probably never.
I know.
The opportunity is there. Presenting itself.
Then they have those Southern Miss, because I think they're going to beat UTEP. Could be a close game, but I think UTSA is better, right?
Yeah.
Then they get Southern Miss in the house that Antoine Carr built, right? Then they get UAB home game. That's a tough one in the house that Terry Cummings built, right? Then they're on the road in Denton, Texas, against North Texas. Dude, this team is so close to going 12-0.
They are.
They're gonna beat Southern Miss in North Texas.
Yeah, getting UAB at home seems possible now, especially after today.
I'm a Roadrunner fan, baby. Give them the share of that national championship.
I mean, UTEP could start a rivalry here if they pull this upset, though. I'm here for it. UTEP versus San Antonio should be a great rivalry.
Yeah, El Paso versus San Antonio. I like that. All right, folks, I want to tell you that the college football experience is brought to you by WinBet. Ready to win money and boost your odds? Well, WinBet is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. We're bringing the excitement of Win Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards are right at your fingertips, Patty C. Get on all your favorite teams, players, and sports from the NFL, college football, college basketball, NBA, MLB, NHL, golf, MMA, WNBA, and more. WinBet has some brand new bonuses too. I mean, come on, new users can bet $1 and win $100 on any sport. Plus, you can get up to $1,500 as a free bet on WinBet if you make a first deposit of $20 or more. Whatever your first wager is, WinBet will match it 200%, i.e., you bet $100, you'll get a $200 free bet. That's how that works. Max wager match is $750, meaning $1,500. If you could do a little bit of arithmetic, great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now. WinBet, from boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, we have what you need to win. Ready to play? Well, sign up today to receive a special offer, a risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app or visit winbet.com. That's WYNNbet.com. Also want to tell you, the college football experience is brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. The MLB playoffs are in full swing. Patty C, who's winning that game?
Looks like Atlanta just pulled it out.
Wow. I'm glad I didn't bet that, because I would have bet the Dodgers. And PropSwap is your home for the best World Series futures all season long. PropSwappers have been finding the best odds in the country because you're buying directly from other bettors like yourself. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit, and PropSwap will double it up to $500. Double the cash means double the odds, Patty C. If you love sports betting, you need to be using PropSwap. Every ticket purchased on PropSwap, I can't read. Right, every ticket purchased on PropSwap can be resold at any time. So your bet doesn't need to win in order to make money. It just has to improve. Thousands of bettors across the country are shopping for tickets on PropSwap every single day. Get started today by going to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today. PropSwap is where America buys and sells sports bets, Patty C.
Boom.
All right. I consider this one the second biggest shit fest of the weekend.
What do you got?
NC State. I was all over this, man. I know I picked NC State on the sheet, but me and Terrell Furman Jr. were talking this morning, and I said, dude, NC State's going to lose. It's just what they do. The whole conference is up for grabs right there. They have the tiebreaker over Clemson. Clemson's losing the Pitt. That's going to come down the Saturday night, and they're going to find a way to lose the game. And that's exactly what they did, Patty C.
Well, they had a big spot earlier in the season against Mississippi State.
Yeah.
And they shat the bed there. Dude, so that's kind of what they do.
A couple of huge drops, a check down, a dumb check down. Then on 3rd and 16, they give up like a wide open receiver. Just a game that they really fumbled away.
This is two decades or more straight.
No,
of them.
Three. Yeah.
Of just like having a moment and shitting the bed.
Yeah. From the days of Eric Kramer. All right.
That's going back.
Where are we at here? So Miami gets that win. So is that saving Manny Diaz's job?
Well, he was smiling ear to ear after the game, but I looked, they have four laws. They're 3-4.
Nothing like winning by default.
Yeah.
And being happy about it. I mean, I guess he gets another week of pay. Ohio State smashes Indiana. I took Indiana plus 21. What the fuck was I thinking? 54-7. Is Ohio State the the team that you thought they were, Pat? Or
they're starting to look.
They had
like
a nice stretch of games though. Anytime you get Rutgers, Maryland, Indiana back to back.
Yeah. Scheduling gods.
That is
quote,
that
quote.
Is the gods that are the Big Ten commissioners yeah. dealing you a nice hand.
No doubt. How about Travion Henderson's 8.7 yards per carry on the season? How about you just keep handing him the ball? But I guess yeah. Stroud is like fucking. They're an explosive team. Them versus Michigan is going to be a very interesting matchup of styles.
Yeah.
It's very similar to what we had a few years with 2016. Only this time, I think they have a slightly better quarterback situation in Michigan than they had with Wilton Spate in 2016.
I fumbled at the inside the five. I'm
so
still,
that could be the difference in the game.
That. Still upset about.
We'll
that.
See if Michigan's defense is capable of stopping Ohio State's offense. It's going to be a very good game.
We will. Okay, Georgia Tech, almost. Someone tell me what the fuck is going on in Jeff Collins's mind because they score a touchdown to cut it. It was a 14-point game. So they cut it to 8. They're going to kick the extra point.
Nope.
He goes for 2, which I still don't understand the logic on.
Yeah.
Then they kick a the perfect onside
easiest
kick.
Easiest onside kick recovery ever.
Yeah, we're very lucky you can't advance that because the guy ran like 40 yards with the ball.
Yeah.
Then they drive down the field, and then the Sims, I mean, they almost caught a Hail Mary, actually, but yeah. they still would have needed to get the 2-point conversion. It's mind boggling what the fuck was going on in his mind there. But, Patty C, you know my favorite team. You know, is there room on the bandwagon?
Who's that?
I love Virginia.
You love the Wahoos?
I'm a Brandon Armstrong guy. That's a football player.
Dude.
It's not one of these Mannings that just won't tackle.
Yeah, he this played is, safety
this is a
in
guy
high
who's
school?
It's a football player. It's yeah. a football player. It's great to see in 2021 we still have football players at quarterback. Brandon Armstrong though should be talked about for the Heisman Trophy.
Well, with the numbers he's putting up, it's unbelievable.
Why
that he's
is
not.
He not getting talked about? Is that just hate on Virginia?
It's got to be. But now they're going to be in the top 25 and they're
going to win. It's you think it's going to be Pitt? I disagree.
You think they're going to win the ACC?
It's going to be Virginia. Where's that game at?
It's in Pitt.
Okay, maybe it's Pitt. I don't know though. I think Pitt's going to be able. I think Pitt's going to Pitt. Pitt is NC State too. Watch, they're going to do it. Pitt's going to lose at the Carrier Dome.
Well,
late in the year.
Wait, does Pitt have any? Pitt has no conference losses, so even if they beat,
but they still have Miami next week, North Carolina the following week.
Yeah, they have to lose twice.
But they could do that.
Really, they have to lose three times because if they beat Virginia head to head, then they have the tiebreaker.
Well, no, if Virginia beats Pitt,
Then they have to lose twice.
No, just once.
Once more.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
And that's very likely.
Yeah, that's entirely possible. All right, I'm here for it.
So you're telling me there's a chance? Look, I'm telling you, there's lots of chances out there, and the College Football Experience wants to tell you that Keeps is one of those chances to keep your hair on your fucking head. It's a stress-free way to do it too. Instead of taking the stapler to your fucking noggin, right? This is just a great thing to do. All right, it's got convenient virtual doctor consultations and medications delivered straight to your door every 3 months. You don't have to leave your home. Low-cost treatments plans start at $10 a month. Come on, I mean that's as much as the local. That's as much as like the Netflix Nicolas Cage movie. not Netflix, iTunes Nicolas Cage movie.
What is it? $10 a month? They said.
I actually kind of like that Nicolas Cage movie. Did you see that movie Pig?
No.
I actually kind of liked it.
Where is it on iTunes?
Yeah,
I'll have to check it out.
Anyway, discreet packaging and proven results. Keeps has more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors. Prevention is key. Treatments can take 4 to 6 months. So act fast. If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to KEEPS.com/SGP to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's KEEPS.com/SGP. I also want to tell you the College Football Experience is brought to you by Prediction Strike. Do you wish you could have had stock in a guy like Patrick Mahomes or Christian McCaffrey? Well, now Prediction Strike makes that a real possibility. Prediction Strike is the only performance-based sports stock market where you can buy and sell shares of professional athletes as if they were stocks. It's like Robinhood and DraftKings had a baby. Prediction Strike lets fans create portfolios of their favorite athletes so they can make money and get even closer to the game. Don't just bet on your favorite players. Start investing in them. Simply download Prediction Strike's new and easy to use app from the App Store or sign up at PredictionStrike.com to create an account. Use the code SGP, then deposit funds to buy, sell, and hold shares of your favorite players, just like you would with real stock. Look, the value of players will change based upon performance and supply and demand. And you can trade your shares at any time. as long as the player is not playing in a current game. So use that promo code SGPN and receive a free athlete share for your first deposit of $20 or more. Patty C. Texas A&M 44, South Carolina 14. South Carolina dressed that up a little bit.
Time for me to jump off that Shane Beamer bandwagon.
South Carolina's bottom five teams.
They're bad.
All right, here's the bottom five teams. Okay, Kansas Vanderbilt play. Who are you taking?
Kansas Vanderbilt playing. After today, I have to go Kansas. But Vandy's had some decent games. I don't know. That's a shit fest.
I think I'd give Vandy by a field goal.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, let me ask you this. Illinois. South Carolina.
Illinois.
Okay.
Pretty easy.
South Carolina, Arizona.
I don't know at this point. That's just that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
South Carolina, Colorado.
I think I'd take Colorado.
Yeah, I think I would too.
Yeah, barely.
So I think you're
6-3.
Duke, South Carolina.
I don't know. That's a tough one. I think I'd take Duke barely.
I think I'd take Duke barely too. Because yeah. They can move the ball a little better. So I think your worst or top five worst teams will go like this. I think at the one spot is Kansas, power five, top five worst teams.
Yeah.
And I don't think Duke did beat Northwestern.
Yeah.
So one Kansas, two Vanderbilt, three South Carolina or Arizona or Northwestern.
Northwestern's better than either of those. I would say South Carolina's below Arizona at this point.
So three South Carolina.
For Arizona.
And then we have Duke, Northwestern, Colorado out there.
I think you got to go then Colorado.
I think Colorado could beat Duke.
Maybe. So
because Colorado's defense is actually good.
But Northwestern, where do we find? Does anyone really care about how shitty these teams are?
I think Northwestern probably beats Colorado, but I think Colorado can beat Duke.
We're probably the only podcast focusing on the bottom of the
standings.
That's
right, God damn it. All right, that's what makes us unique. All right, I don't want to be listening to other bullshit. Oh, they were throwing bottles at Lane Kiffin. Good. He fucking dipped out on them. I hope they do it again.
All right. Every year, that should be a tradition in Nashville.
So sick of our society, Patty C. Just get me out of here. Let me just watch football all day. Okay, what do we got? A&M, though. Are you buying it?
I mean, am I buying what?
They got the Bama win and a bunch of other shit wins.
What are their odds of,
No, are you just buying that they're actually like a good team?
They're a decent team. What are their losses? They lost 20-10 against Arkansas and 26-22 against a pretty decent Mississippi State team.
But yeah. If you take out the Bama game, all of their wins are against dog shit. Every other team has a losing record.
Yeah, that's true. And the Colorado win is very, very suspect. It took them the entire game to get that. I think
but they are getting better, man. They're getting better. I got to give it to them.
Look, they got South Carolina at home. That's a win next week.
They just beat South Carolina.
Oh, sorry. The schedule hasn't updated. So they get a bye this week and Auburn at home. That could be a good
Auburn's
game.
Auburn's better.
You think?
But I don't know. A&M's looking
good. I don't know. I think I would take A&M right now over Auburn.
Well, you know what we do here, Patty C? We cover every game. Yeah. So you'll get the chance to take them.
We'll see. Then at Ole Miss, they might lose that. A&M might lose it.
That's a loss.
But after that, I mean, we could be looking at a 9-3 season. Not bad. I mean, exactly
what counterfeit 9-3 though. Yeah, exactly what Sumlin did every year.
Yeah.
West Virginia got off the schneid. I think Neil Brown was feeling some heat. Got a 29-17 win against Gary Patterson. Both teams are now 3-4. Both teams are underachieving greatly, but there's still some season left.
Gary Patterson, is he on his way out the door here? Lost a lot of steam since joining the Big 12.
Yeah, maybe.
And it seems like he's just like, I don't know. I haven't seen enough of him, video camera on him, of him on the sideline, but normally he's a pretty animated dude and he's been out of the spotlight, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, he's making country music. That's why.
Yeah,
he's kicking ass. COVID, grab that bottle of whiskey, start singing songs, Patty C.
There you go. Maybe
he's fed up with society like me. Maybe that's what I need to do.
Well, if he's down at Texas Christian University, I'd say there's a pretty good chance of that.
Utah, Patty C. Look, I get it. I had a losing record, pretty much. Probably going to have a losing record on the season, on this week. I mean, for picking every game. But I had a winning day on my locks and on the money line plays. If you add in that New Mexico, if you add in that ULM, and then I also told you to take Oregon State. Oregon State down 14-0, wins 42-34 against Utah. Is it safe to say, Pettis, at what point are you going to give me credit on Oregon State? Because you've been quiet about this one for a long time.
No, I have said that they have looked good, and I'll give was it Jonathan Smith?
Yeah,
gotta give the guy credit. He's turned that program around into a legitimate team that does not is not fluky what they're doing.
They're tied for first in the Pac-12 North.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Can you pull up Oregon schedule?
Yeah. Well, Oregon or Oregon State?
Oregon.
Okay.
Let's go week by week here. Remaining schedule, who will win?
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Oregon gets, I think, Colorado this week, right?
Yeah.
That's a win.
Yep.
Oregon State's at Cal.
It's tough.
That's a dangerous one. That's a dangerous one that Oregon State needs.
Yeah.
The following week, Oregon gets who?
Oregon gets a road trip to Seattle to play the Huskies.
Their offense is dog shit, but it's possible that Washington could win that one, right?
Possible, sure. Probable, no.
No. Well, Oregon State's at Colorado.
That's a win.
So if Oregon State can beat Cal, they can still have the same record as of, you know, November 6th. Then the following week, Saturday, November 13th, who does Oregon get?
Oregon gets Washington State at home. That's a win.
That's a win, especially with what's going on there. Oregon State gets Stanford in Corvallis.
That should be a win.
So then November 20th.
Sitting here at what? Stanford's 3-4 at this point.
Yeah.
And just lost to Washington State. Yeah, I would say Oregon State should be favored there.
So then November 20th is what?
November 20th, Oregon's got a road trip to Utah.
That's a loss.
It's a very possible loss. Utah is 3-2. How come Utah... Wait, has this updated yet? No. Why is this not lost today?
Yeah.
Okay. What did they do last week against Arizona State? They won that,
they
right?
Beat them, yeah.
So they're 4-3 now.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Meanwhile, Oregon State hosts Arizona State in Corvallis.
That's a tough game.
Beat them last time in Corvallis. Can they do it again?
We shall see.
And then the final game of the season, the Civil War. I think it's going to come down to the Civil War. Even if Oregon State loses to Cal, it'll come down to that.
Well, right now, even though Oregon State has two losses, one of them's in the non-conference slate. So they have the same record, like you said, in conference. So yeah, even if Oregon State loses one more, as long as they win that Civil War, they win the Pac-12 North.
Sign me up for this.
Not to mention that, like we said, Oregon has a very tough road game at Utah.
Yeah, there we go.
It's going to come down to that Civil War.
I mean, Oregon could lose at Washington too.
They could. Oh, I love it. Sign me the fuck up for it too, buddy.
Yeah, the Civil War. It's back. All right. It's back in Oregon.
That's right. Right. Might not be back in Nevada yet.
They still got the petition to not watch Kindergarten Cop in movie theaters because it portrays police in a positive light.
Because
everyone made that connection. Right? Right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
God damn it.
US
Blue Lives Matter. Fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh man, that's a fucking hilarious what a ridiculous world. USC catching 8.5. Didn't cover for me in South Bend. Notre Dame got it done. Who is your daddy and what does he do, Pat? Notre Dame. Are they gonna go 11-1?
Notre Dame at 11-1, right, with an undefeated Cincinnati ahead of them in the playoff picture. If Cincinnati remains at number two, which for like if assume Georgia beats Alabama, right? Alabama's two loss, they're out of the playoff picture, presumably, right? Cincinnati remains at number two by winning out. Notre Dame has the best loss of any team that's in the playoff conversation at that point, and they've won 11, and they have their brand name. I think Cincinnati and Notre Dame can both get in.
Check out this. I'm just going to go through their schedule at the moment.
Yeah.
Right. Florida State is 3-4. Right.
Yeah.
Toledo is after today 4-4. Right. Purdue is now 4-3. That's probably their best.
This
win,
is Notre Dame.
Yeah. Wisconsin is 4-3, right? Cincinnati, which they lost. So that's irrelevant. Virginia Tech, who they beat by 3, is now 3-4, right? USC is 3-4. North Carolina is 4-3 right now, but they play. So if they beat them next week, because this is pending Notre Dame winning, North Carolina will be 4-4.
Yeah.
Navy is currently 1-6. Virginia, that's one that's going to be a good win.
Virginia will
then
be a good win.
Georgia Tech is currently 3-4, and Stanford is currently 3-4.
So they won't have a single win against a team over like a what 75% win percentage.
That's unbelievable.
They won't have a single win against a 9-win team on.
They're going to go 11-1. I like no Virginia might get them.
Yeah, Virginia, I think Virginia might get to 9. Get
They might get them 10-2.
But no, I mean Virginia. If they beat Virginia, then Virginia's not getting a 10-2.
That's true.
They'd be 9-3. They max out at 9-3. Yeah, Notre Dame though. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. We're going to have Georgia, Cincinnati, Notre Dame, and Michigan as your four teams, and that's going to make a dynamite Final Four for Patty C, because those are four of my favorite teams.
You're horrible.
2021 is going to be an amazing postseason. For
Wait,
Patty
so
C.
hold on. Notre Dame gets in at 13-1 or 12-1 or 11-1. No, 10-1. Because they don't have a conference 11 championship.
11-1. Right, they're the four seed. They slide in the back door, right? Because Alabama drops out after the SEC championship.
Let me ask you something though.
Yeah.
Couldn't you make an argument that UTSA's schedule is harder than Notre Dame?
Sure. But will they? Is there any chance on earth that they'd take an 11-1?
UTSA is winning a national championship.
13-0.
That's all
UTSA.
I'm saying. I am claiming it now.
Yeah.
I'm going to fly to San Antonio. If they win the Conference USA championship and their bowl game, I'm flying to San Antonio. I'm throwing a party. I don't care if there's four people there. I'm out of TGI Fridays. It's happening.
Boom.
All right.
You know what we need to do? We need to hang a UTSA national championship banner outside of the studio.
I like it.
Right on this crowded street corner.
How many people in LA will give a fuck UTSA? Well, they think that's a band, right? All right, folks, this is the College Football Experience. Make sure you subscribe. All right. We handicap every single division. Actually, let's talk a little FCS. JMU getting the dub against Delaware.
Getting that dub and knocking on that FC or FBS door. Supposedly maybe an announcement being made next week, knock on wood, that we get
that they're in the fun belt.
Yeah. But speaking of that, how about let's talk expansion here.
Yeah.
American, the AAC's approach to expansion is go with the big city. But gosh, questionable. Although the UTSA move.
Looking genius.
Yeah, looking smart. North Texas, maybe not so much.
Who are they? UAB was looking good before today.
Yeah. Is Birmingham that big of a city? But it is a city.
Well, they're going to have the whole USFL season there, so.
Yeah, you know. It's a city on the rise.
And Florida Atlantic, hey, they look all right.
They get Miami or wherever
that
is. That
Boca counts,
Raton.
I guess, yeah.
And then who else? They got like six teams.
Yeah, who's the fifth team they added in there?
Oh, gosh, I'm drawing.
No, there's three Texas schools.
Do they get
Rice?
Rice. Where the hell is Rice?
Houston.
It's in Houston.
Yeah.
Okay, so they are sticking to that model, whereas the Sun Belt is going, like you said,
fans. I like it with the passion and
the
pride of college football
in the small towns. Which one do you think is going to pay off for them?
Sun Belt, man. I like what they do. They play those Wednesday games too. They're the best, man. Shout out to the Sun Belt.
You can't replace passionate fans in the stands. Look, JMU jumping from what 63 to 85 scholarships. And getting that revenue from fucking the Sun Belt deal, as opposed to what Flow TV or whatever the hell they're on.
No, that was the worst.
They're on the rise. Virginia hasn't capitalized on locking down Virginia. Virginia Tech is slipping. JMU is going to come in right at all, basically at the same level as both of those teams. And then look,
it's easy to see a tide turn.
We got 60% chicks at JMU. That's how you recruit right there. You get the tits out, right? And the recruits come flowing in.
I want this pilot.
I don't know what that means with that, but yeah, dude. And then look, a crazy day. North Dakota State comes back, beats Road Rash Face, Bobby Petrino, Missouri State. South Dakota State takes an L to Northern Iowa. How about Eastern Washington, number two in the country, loses on a missed extra point against Weber State. A wild day in the FCS.
Oh, man.
Can't wait for a real playoff system.
With North Dakota State, did they take an L, you said?
No, they came back and got
the dub.
Came back and got the dub.
I was hoping we were going to see in 2 weeks or week 10, South Dakota State, North Dakota State college game day, which, you know, everything was looking like because the week 10 slate in the FBS is trash. But
yeah,
South Dakota State shits the bed.
Villanova destroyed a good Rhode Island team today. things are heating up in the FCS too. We don't just talk FBS. We talk whatever the hell you want. All right. You want to talk about Rambo 3? We could do a whole hour on it. All right. Just talk to me. All right, folks, though, subscribe to the College Football Experience. All right. Tell a friend. All right. And also subscribe to the College Basketball Experience, because you better believe this week previews are coming out. November 9th, the season tips. We handicap every single college basketball Division I game, just like we do college football. Never had a losing season. Me, Patty C, NC Nick, and Terrell Furman Jr. So get in there. Get in there. Subscribe to both. Download that SGPN app for free in the App Store, Google Play Store. You get all of our picks, all of our podcasts, all of our content. You got to do it. All right. And if you download it, give us a 5-star review. And if you do that, take a screenshot. Find me on Twitter at @DColbyD. We'll send you a College Experience t-shirt. Patty C's on Twitter at @PattyC831. Terrell Furman Jr.'s on Twitter at @Rel__. NC Nick is on Twitter at @NC_NICK. The College Football Experience. New to Twitter and Instagram at TCE on SGPN. And the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on Twitter at DSGP Network. Follow them all. How about just do a shot, start following all those. And check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast as well. Week 9, right around the corner, Patty C. Michigan, Michigan State.
Gotta be where college Auburn. Game is going.
A lot of great games. I'm probably forgetting a bunch of other good ones. But Penn State, Ohio State.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Great weekend.
We'll have you covered on the College Football Experience. This is the College Football Experience Week 8 Recap Show. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.